Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline with an interesting local story about a young right-hander named Zach Clark, who this week was added to the Orioles 40-man roster. And the really interesting note about Zach is he went to UMBC in Catonsville, and Zach joins us now. Zach, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. So tell us about being put on the 40-man roster. Were you really surprised?
Yeah, I was in the car with my wife, and I knew the Orioles were considering it, but I didn't expect to be put on. And then I got the phone call, and I was obviously really excited after.
So you've never been in the big leagues before. Is this the first time you've ever been on a 40-man roster?
Yep.
What does that mean exactly?
I'm not quite sure what it means. I think, to me, it means that the Orioles see me as somebody that can contribute in the big leagues at some point, and, you know, they have a 40-man roster spot for me.
That is true, and those things are precious. And they're looking to add, of course, in the offseason. They're looking to add pieces, maybe give some away, but they're looking to add pieces, and now they've used one of those spots for you.
Yeah.
Well, does it mean a immediate financial uptick for you, or is it you have to make the 25-man to get that?
Yeah, definitely immediate financial uptick. It's like, I mean, being in the minors, you don't make a lot of money, and unless you're, I mean, I guess you can make decent money as a free agent, but, you know, it allows me to kind of plan for the future a little bit, which is cool.
Zach Clark with us here on WBAL. Before we talk about UMBC, I do want to talk about your baseball life right now, and you are 29 years old, correct? You're 29 years old. You and I both know in the world of baseball, for a guy who's never pitched in the big leagues before, that is old. That is old. But you're coming off of your best minor league season between AA and AAA in the Orioles system. You went 15-7 with a 2.79 ERA, 167 innings. You've always been a pretty good minor league pitcher. What was different, though, this year taking that next step?
I tried to stay within myself. I'd get too concerned about what I knew people liked, velocity, strikeouts, and I would have pieces where I would be comfortable and, you know, playing my game or pitching the way I pitch, and I wouldn't strike a lot of guys out, and I'd get ground balls, and I wasn't throwing 95, and I feel that I could throw harder, so I would try and get into that, and you know, I'd get into trouble, or, you know, maybe I'd be sore, and I just couldn't repeat as well when I was doing that, and this year I just said, if it's not good enough, it's not good enough, but I'm not going to try and do too much.
You've now had 7 minor league seasons, which is a long time without sniffing the big leagues, and you started in the Orioles system at 22, so you came out of college in UMBC, and you weren't even drafted, right?
Yeah, I mean, I signed before the draft, so I wasn't drafted. Maybe I would have been drafted, who knows? I mean, I couldn't turn down an opportunity to play.
How do you sign before the draft?
Well, the rules since changed, but I don't know the exact rule, but if you were a fifth-year senior, you, as soon as school ended, you were eligible to sign as a free agent with any team.
Orioles right-hander Zach Clark with us here on WBAL. Is the only reason the Orioles found you is because you were pitching at UMBC?
I mean, Dean Albany signed me, and he had I can't remember if he'd seen me pitch in the summers, but I pitched in the Caribbean Senior League, so he had a team there, and that definitely helped. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't heavily scouted, so, yeah, that's probably safe to say.
Tell us about your experience baseball-wise at UMBC, that level of competition, and just your overall abilities on the mound.
Well, you know, it was when the bats were different, and I had to... Like I said, I'm not overpowering, so I had to be able to figure out how to get guys out without striking them out, and I realized that I could throw sinkers and get ground balls, and it seemed to... I didn't have great numbers in college, but my senior year I did okay, and I started to realize that, like, oh, I can get guys out. It's not, you know, a lot of guys will get themselves out and ground out, and I didn't have to be a strikeout guy.
Now, you're from Newark, Delaware. Who'd you grow up rooting for?
I don't know. I mean, I liked whoever was on. I rooted for the Orioles as I got older. Cal Ripken Jr. was more, you know, he was chasing the games played streak, and Delino DeShields was an Oriole, and he's from Delaware.
Yes, yes.
So I kind of gravitated more towards the Orioles.
Interesting. Zach Lark is with us here on WBAL. Now, were you the best pitcher at UMBC on those teams?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I had the best numbers. I thought when I was pitching, I thought I was. But I don't know. I mean, there was always something going on during the season. So I don't know if I pitched. I think I pitched a full season my freshman year, and that was it. And so I never really got a chance, even if I felt like I was the best. I never got a chance to really show it.
Now, have you spoken with anyone in the Orioles organization since being added to the 40-man roster?
Through text and stuff. Brian Graham left me a message. It was nice. I spoke to Dean Albany and John Stockstill when they told me I was added. But I haven't, you know. And of course, like my friends and stuff in the organization, I text them. But I haven't talked to, like, I don't know, anybody else.
Now, like, my feeling is that the way the Orioles work, especially nowadays, they may see a piece. Maybe he's been a starter his whole minor league career, but they see him as something possibly else. Could you be someone who is a swing guy, a long man in the bullpen, an extra guy?
I mean, I could do any of that stuff. I could start, and I could come out of the pen. I could, you know, just get one guy out. It doesn't I like starting the best because I like the routine, but, you know, I'm sure the guys in the pen that come in for one guy have a routine. They just, you know, I just have to learn what works for me. But I feel comfortable doing anything.
You've done a little bit of both, right? You've gotten in 171 games, 116 of those starts. So you've had a little bit of a taste of both.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just like pitching. I'm more comfortable with the routine of starting because every day is something, you know, I have a schedule for each day. As a reliever, it was more, the routine started more once I got in the pen, once the game started, what I did to get ready. And I didn't dislike that. I just like more structure and knowing when I'm going to pitch. But I can do whatever.
Now, as far as going to spring training, you've never been to a big camp before, have you?
No, not as a regular guy. I mean, I've gone and backed up games.
Has there been a point, Zach, has there been a point in the last few years where you thought about hanging it up and quitting?
No. I mean, people ask me, like, when he's going to, what if it doesn't work out? And I always thought that I could do it. I always thought that there was something that I hadn't unlocked yet or whatever. I never felt like my best wasn't good enough. I was frustrated at times, but I never felt like I was going to quit.
Interesting. Take us through your arsenal. What's your repertoire?
Two-seam, four-seam, change-up, slider, curveball.
And what's the velocity?
Anywhere from 88 to 93.
Interesting stuff. Well, it's good. It's a great story, and it's a great local story. What's your connection now to UMBC? Do you ever go back?
Yeah. I was just back this past, 2 weeks ago, and just kind of, like, talking to the team, watched a little bit of practice, or, we just kind of hang out. And some things have changed there, like they got new stuff on the field, so it was cool to see all that.
Did you enjoy your time there as a whole, as a student, athlete, life?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I have some friends that lifelong friends. I enjoyed my baseball experience. Coach Jankishay was awesome. I learned a lot about baseball and a lot about life through him. I don't think I would have wanted anything. Having gone through that, I wouldn't change a thing.
What a story. Zach Clark now on the Orioles 40-man roster. He'll get a shot in Sarasota, Florida for spring training. Big offseason for you, Zach, I know. Congratulations and good luck moving forward, and we'll catch up again in Sarasota.
Thanks, Brett.
That's Zach Clark. We're back with more next on WBAL.